450 free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Generally, you can call in and bring up anything you want. We will return to that version of the show here in a little bit. We're actually going to start things out with a special guest, in which case, perhaps if you have a call or a question for our special guest, Peter Vesinas, that you will be able to call in about that at 855-450-FREE. We cannot take guest questions on Skype because he's on Skype, and we're going to bring him on now. But first, it's Ian in the studio.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And let's bring Peter on the line. He is the man, or one of the men and women behind the Bitcoin Foundation. Peter, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's great to have you here on Free Talk Live. Now, the Bitcoin Foundation is, as I understand it, behind Bitcoin 2013, which Mark and I have been talking quite a bit about here on Free Talk Live over the last several weeks, because we have the honor of being able to attend, not only attend the event, but also broadcast live from the event. So
we're super excited about that.
Yeah, well, so
you're not as excited as we are, Peter.
It's hard to imagine that that's true.
Yeah, so I'm pretty jazzed about it, too, because we've never actually done a live show from the West Coast before, so that'll be a first for us. We're out here in Keene, New Hampshire, so it's a long way away for us, and I think it's going to be a great group of people, and it sounds like things are already shaping up to be a really exciting event. We've heard, and I'm sure you can confirm this, but we've heard you guys have already sold out of vendor space.
Yeah, vendors are sold out. I think all the sponsorships are sold out. It sounds like I'm gonna lie here and sound confident. Probably at least 750 people, maybe closer to 1,000.
That's so, really? Oh, I thought you guys were shooting for 500. It sounds like it's gonna be great.
Yeah, we blew past that last week, I
think.
That's
tremendous.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is the first American Bitcoin conference.
That's a lesson to everybody about advertising on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
So tell me about the Bitcoin, not the conference, but tell me about the foundation. I mean, what was the implementation or the idea behind its creation? How'd that come about?
Yeah, so I love Bitcoin passionately, and in my estimation, a couple years ago, one of the problems Bitcoin faced was it's like a combination of brand plus nowhere credible for governments, large corporations to talk to. So you kind of have this movement. It's, you know, it's very, very grassroots. It's crypto anarchists, libertarians, all are most very good people. But they're not like good at talking to people in suits. And in addition, we had Gavin working away on the code base.
Gavin is one of the you're talking about Gavin Anderson?
Andreessen
from up in the Massachusetts area. He kind of lives up near us, and he was one of the first people who really reached out to us and took the time. He actually came up to Keene and took the time to sit down, took us out to lunch, and kind of, or did we take him out? I forget. But anyway, he came up and actually spent a lot of his time on kind of explaining to us Bitcoin long before we ever really got Bitcoin.
We went from highly skeptical to less skeptical in that conversation.
Yeah. And he's one of the major programmers behind the project.
Than that, right?
Sorry, say again, Peter.
That was probably Gavin's ideal reaction to moving to mildly less skeptical would be perfect.
Yeah. Now, Gavin really does sort of still take a somewhat skeptical view of Bitcoins, even though he's heavily invested in them. But here's what I want to ask you is, why are you so passionate about Bitcoins? Because a lot of people say this, and then I always wonder what makes them passionate.
Yeah. And I'm... I come from there are three or four streams that all intersect in Bitcoin, and I think that's one of the cool things about it. For myself, I studied math and cryptography in college, and I've always been, I've sort of like cut my teeth on futuristic science fiction. The singularity always seemed really exciting to me, and then you've got this thing that's like a cryptocurrency, it's distributed, it's just like the future's here, and it hit all my education and personal interests. And so, I mean, like, computers make money with Bitcoin, it's unbelievable, I love it. So that's what got me interested originally. And so I had less of an ideological interest to start. Since I've been working at this, and even since launching the foundation, I think another area that's really just stuck with me is this idea that people should have a right to opt into deflation if they want. And you know, for your listeners who may or may not know, Bitcoin makes some kind of deflationary promises about the currency, or it's not really a currency, the money. And just in my time working at the foundation, you know, I've met people who've like been through hyperinflation in Argentina, or their parents went through it in Glasnost in Russia. You know, I have personal friends from Zimbabwe. And when you start talking to those people about what central bank moves that lead to hyperinflation does, like, I've just really come away saying, no, it really is like a right that people should have the right to opt into something deflationary and be able to hedge their risk from their country's central bank. So that's kind of tied up, you know, a whole bunch of things for me. And it's nerdy and awesome and interesting and has a shot at least at providing a way for people to make a vote, right? So I like that.
Tell me some of the things that are going to be happening at Bitcoin 2013 for people who haven't, you know, our listeners. We've been talking about it every single night, but our listeners who haven't signed up, we're kind of on the fence. They're like, oh yeah, Free Talk Live's fine and everything, but we're going to go out there and see them broadcast live. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
So what are they going to see at Bitcoin2013.com?
Well, so the conference is amazing. So there's Friday night, there's a keynote, which I'll probably give, and we're hoping to bring in a couple big name speakers. We're still kind of sorting out who would join me there. There's like a, I think we have like a dance party. There's Bitcoin themed cocktails. There's a comedian.
Bitcoin and comedians.
He's very funny. That's all I can say. A good clean show. A good clean show with nerd jokes. We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes.
So,
the guy's going to get stoned.
This is California.
God. I'm from Washington State, so I know nothing about legalities in other states. So.
Wait a second, Ian. Are you like trying to pitch for the job here? Is that a little joke?
Then Saturday and Sunday, so there are four tracks. There's a tech track, and it'll be the first time in a while we've gotten all the
partners together. There's a tech track at a Bitcoin conference?
I can't believe it.
So this means that there's four sort of different on-running sets of seminars. There's the tech track for people that might be most interested in technology.
Someone's pushing his pocket protector back in his pocket over in Canada right now. There's a startup track, which some of your listeners might be most interested in. I think there's tons of venture capitalists, angel investors, companies that have been funded. That ties into hackathons. So there's like a two-day hackathon with a kind of shark tank at the end. And I believe one of the investors has promised to invest in one of the hackathon companies. So someone will get funded, which is really cool.
What the hell is a shark tank?
Shark Tank is like you'll present the results of your labor to four or five extremely serious-looking venture capitalists, and they'll kind of piss all over it and then tell you that they like it or don't.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. That makes sense.
It'll be awesome.
So there's the tech track.
So there's tech, and then there's hackathon, which is not for senior technologists. It's like, you know, long-haired startup guys and girls who want to make $1 million or $1 billion in Bitcoin and want to get started. And then there's a regulatory track, and that's got all the guys in suits. So there'll be lawyers and maybe some government representatives. I don't remember off the top of my head right now, but a pretty broad range of people. And then there's a kind of doing business in Bitcoin track too. So if you want to figure out like how your small or mid-sized business, how it relates.
Yeah, the business track. I'll be moderating a couple of panels in there. You're going to be on one of the panels that I'm moderating. So if folks are interested in the business track, I'm certainly going to be there. That's where I'm most interested. But I suspect there's people at this table here that are going to be at the tech track too. So
yeah, there'll be. I think the hackathon. I'll probably get Lindsay, who's our assistant director and running this, is going to kill me later. But I think it's 24/7, so there'll be like food and maybe music and drinks and stuff in the evening. So that'll be really cool. There's a bunch of parties in and around it.
All right, so can you stick with us, Peter?
No problem.
For another segment? Yeah, you say yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. More with Peter Bessonis. He is one of the folks behind Bitcoin 2013, where we're going to be next week. At this time next week, we are going to be in California. And, of course, the event kicks off on Friday, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question for him. Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy. They are free. In fact, archives are included, and they go all the way back to late 2006. You can go to freetalklive.com and get the last 7 days' worth right there on the top of the website. And then go back into the archive section to find years worth of the show. In addition to that, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and on that page you'll find those very same episodes plus more bonus audio content like Mark's Edgington Post that he does every so often. In fact, Mark, you did an Edgington Post moments before the show started officially tonight. You wrapped that up with, I heard you talking about immigration, but I don't know who you were talking about it with.
It was John Lee from openborders.info.
Oh, excellent.
And he was debunking certain arguments surrounding, you know, concerns that people have around immigration. I thought it was really great, and they take a very intellectual and practical view to immigration and human freedom.
So that's available if you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It'll be right there. And then if you enjoy it and you want to share it with maybe some of your xenophobic friends, you can do that by clicking the share button and then easily share it to your Facebook profile.
And
Twitter.
Stop calling your friends names.
I wasn't saying you should call them that, but we all know that's what they are, right?
Just go ahead.
So, anyway, go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives. We've got Peter Bessinus on the air with us. He is one of the folks behind the Bitcoin conference that's coming up next week. We're going to be there. Bitcoin2013.com is where you can go to get registered. And coming up on 1,000 registrations, this is going to be a huge conference, especially for its first year out. And that is what we're looking at here. We're going to be broadcasting live, and Peter is also one of the folks behind the Bitcoin Foundation. In fact, the founder of said Bitcoin Foundation, also the chairman, executive director. Peter, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks, guys.
Hey,
we have 7 founding members. So
I know that Charlie from BitInstant is involved with the foundation. Of course, he's fairly close to the show. We've done the show from the BitInstant offices in Manhattan.
And I know Lindsay is, you know, you guys would probably be clueless without her. Lindsay Holland, who sort of runs the place.
You got it. Lindsay's amazing.
So you guys are really working to mainstream Bitcoin. I mean, obviously, it's still kind of in the realm of the tech geek to some extent. You've got to put a lot of time in and a lot of effort into the learning curve. But that learning curve is getting easier as time goes on, as new websites are built and new services created that facilitate getting people involved, both business owners and individuals, getting them involved in accepting and spending Bitcoin. And so the Bitcoin Foundation is kind of out there to even more mainstream Bitcoin. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we have a, what do we say, protect, promote, and standardize Bitcoin mission. So we love helping and pitching companies that are doing all the kind of work you're talking about are doing. And then where we see that maybe there's not a profit center to be had, so business might not start it, but that it would help Bitcoin, and we can put money into that stuff, like paying Gavin to work on the core code base, stuff like that.
Fantastic.
So as far as Bitcoin 2013, the convention goes, I'm most looking forward to, besides being able to stand in front of a crowd, which I really enjoy, and moderate the panels in the business section.
You love attention.
I do love attention. I got to admit it. But what I'm looking forward to is kind of finding other people who are as excited about Bitcoin as we are on Free Talk Live, and networking, and perhaps finding businesses that would want to do business with Free Talk Live, that kind of thing. So the networking aspect is what's important to me and what I'm excited about. Peter, what are you excited about as far as Bitcoin2013.com goes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably with you. I think just the broad number of people that are coming should be really cool. One of the Bitcoin Foundation will make some cool announcements, and so I'm excited about those, but I can't leak them to you. But, I was thinking about this. There's a Forbes.
It wouldn't be a leak. It would be a full-on press release if you said it here, okay?
I was thinking about this with a Forbes article. Kashmir, her name is, a senior editor at Forbes, lived on Bitcoin for a week last year.
Oh, yeah, that's really an interesting article.
I was like, I mailed her, was like, are you okay? Can we get you food? Is everything going to be all right? But she mentioned, she had this party. People, and I think this is classic Bitcoin, donated like over $1,000 to her just to help her out. They just sent money to her Bitcoin address. And she talks in her article about how she's like, what do I do with this? I have a conflict of interest as a journalist now. If I keep writing, I'll keep making thousands of dollars. Tens of Bitcoins are coming my way. So she ended up throwing a party, and in her last note talked about just like the huge variety of people there. And I think that'll be really fun to see. The other thing, I mean, I fully expect that getting the top 20 to 50 Bitcoin technologists together is going to have a, you know, a really big impact on what happens over the next 2 years. So there will be decisions made, there will be deals struck, there will be good ideas tossed around that are just, you know, going to shape what we're talking about on Free Talk Live in 2 years, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is going to bring people together who maybe otherwise haven't met, or maybe they've previously only talked over email or something like that, and there's just something special about being in the same room with somebody and, you know, being able to actually connect with a more human basis than being separated by thousands of miles or hundreds of miles. So
yeah,
sunny San Jose. I mean, who can complain?
I tend to find these groups of people. Like, we had the Porcupine Freedom Festival was the biggest Bitcoin event up until that point. And we there were, you know, a few guys: Charlie Shrem, Roger Veer, Ira Miller, and
most people don't know who these
Eric
guys are.
Voorhees. I'm just talking to Peter here.
We've got an audience.
They were there, and I was excited to hang around these guys that knew so much about Bitcoin at the time, and it was like this little vortex. I can only imagine that Bitcoin 2013 is going to be so much more than that.
I think so, yeah. I was at that Pork Fest last year. And,
were you?
No kidding.
Yeah, I was.
Did I meet you? If so, I apologize for not.
No, don't worry. Actually, I'm not a very... Well, I wanted to keep a low profile, so I did.
Okay.
I bought, like, my favorite purchase there, I bought copper rounds, investment grade, so-called copper rounds, with a Bitcoin logo on them for Bitcoins. I love this.
Ian, what's your favorite, what's the thing you're looking forward most to at Bitcoin 2013?
Well, I have to say, it would be similar to Peter's answer. I like the idea of meeting the people there and, you know, just kind of connecting with folks. And that's kind of what we did at the BitInstant studio, their headquarters, was meeting interesting Bitcoin people and kind of just listening to what they've got going on, because they are way more, you know, intelligent when it comes to Bitcoin than I. So it's going to be interesting just to listen to people and, you know, hear their ideas. And, of course, I'll have a few things for sale for Bitcoin as well, including the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVD.
Oh, thank God. He's not trying to bring something illegal across the United States.
What's illegal in California anyway, gentlemen, I ask you?
it's a good question.
So I'm excited. It's happening next week. It starts on Friday, but it's kind of a slow start. There's more like just kind of social things happening on Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a keynote and then social stuff Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday is work.
So if you end up getting into California Friday, you know, mid-afternoon, it's not the end of the world because you haven't actually missed any real...
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I think the keynote's at 8 p.m. Right. And there's stuff at 6 or 7 or something like that. So yeah, come Friday. My folks are flying in Friday. And then they'll have the whole conference ahead of them.
Peter, I want to thank you for coming on to Free Talk Live and talking about this with us. Look forward
to meet you guys.
Look forward to meeting you and having you on again, maybe live from the conference next weekend.
I would love it. We'll see you guys there.
Thanks, Peter. You have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. From the Bitcoin Foundation. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121.
That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live is the show. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have on the site. There are listening options there, live streams, as well as radio stations, over 100 great stations on AM and FM across the country. We've also got XM satellite radio, and some people were wondering what was going to happen today because we talked about there was going to be a channel change. Our channels on XM, they're still the same names. We're still on America's Talk during the week from 9 to 10 at night Eastern Time, and we're still on Extreme Talk on weekends on Saturday and Sunday. I think that they're taking 3 hours of our Saturday shows, so all three there are 7 to 10 at night Eastern, and then Sunday 7 to 9 on Extreme Talk. So we're still on the same channels, but the numbers have changed. And apparently the way it works on XM is if you already had them preset, the numbers will automatically update, so you don't have to do anything. The numbers have added to, there was like number 243 and 244, so Extreme Talk is 243, 244 is now America's Talk, and some people were worried because their radios didn't go that high last night, but then at midnight, your radio should have gotten an update of some sort, and it will go that high now, so you will be able to access Free Talk Live. If you haven't checked your radio yet today, your XM radio, you will be able to do that now. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the various ways that you can get the show in your ears. And again, listen.freetalklive.com.
I mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival that went to last year. We're going to be, of course, going to one this year. It's June 17th through the 23rd, so a little over a month away for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's not just what was at the time the world's largest Bitcoin event, which, a little play on words, but there's lots of things that go on. It's, a freedom-oriented event. There'll be a family of things going on. There'll be, partying things going on, and there'll be lots of talks. I'm giving a few talks. Ian, you're giving one too, right?
Oh, what, at Porkfest?
At Porkfest.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm giving a talk. I'm going to be moderating a panel about civil disobedience.
What about the radio one?
Technically, the panelists will be doing a lot of talking, and I will involve myself to some extent.
The community radio one?
There will be a free radio expo that will be happening. I will be doing some explicating there, so yes.
I'm going to talk about pigs, which I'm excited about. Hopefully some people who are interested in pigs will be there, too. And I've got another one called Quakers, Proto-Libertarians that I'm going to do, so maybe some people will come to that. But there's all kinds of talks going on, little ones where you get to meet people, exciting folks. Lou Rockwell's going to be there. David Friedman, son of Milton Friedman's going to be there. Robert Murphy. Ian, who am I missing here? Mary Ruard.
Yeah, that's
there.
A big one.
So lots of big names in the Liberty. By the way, Gary Johnson announced that he's going to be there. So last year's Libertarian candidate for president. That sounds
not his first time, by the way.
Not his first time. No. Nope. So it's I'm saying it's kind of a big deal. Porkfest.com with a C, PORCFEST, porkfest.com.
All right, let's continue here. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've got Paul. He's listening in Nashua, New Hampshire to WSMN. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of jumping back a bit, but I don't know if you remember there was a debate between you and Mark after the Boston sort of police crackdown, police state sort of style thing where they were searching people's houses about refusing to comply in general being sort of the way towards liberty and, with a bit of a discussion about refusing to comply with taxes as well. Do you remember that
sure.
discussion?
It's been had a number of times, yes.
Yeah, gotcha. So I guess the implication, you made a statement about, if we don't refuse, then we're just going to continue to have more of what we have now. And I
yeah.
just wanted to express that, well, I do admire those who do refuse. It's important to have a realization, I think, of where we are as a movement and to have that self-awareness. If we were in a society where, say, we had 75% of people believing in liberty but just too afraid of the government to do anything, then I think that...
We might have that, actually. I believe there was a poll out that said the numbers were just under 70% of people would call themselves fiscally conservative and socially liberal. So
well, this was recent? Because that's news to me.
It's a relatively old... I'll look up the numbers. So that,
I thought it was like 16%.
No, that's if you use the term libertarian.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll go ahead and look those numbers up.
Well, that's certainly encouraging. I guess I would guess that a large portion of those people are not to the point where they would... really strongly object to police state maneuvers or taxation in general or the point of, so I guess that what I'm saying is that, the problem we have now is not that we have a large number of people that are just cowed and too afraid. If everybody who truly believes in liberty were to stand up, we just don't have enough people right now. And so the goal needs to be to increase the number of people who support liberty and we're not at the point where we need, and we never need to get to that point, because if we do have a majority of people who support liberty, we may be able to enact those reforms through other ways, voting and other methods, and not even have to go to jail. It may not even come to that. But
so here's a question for you.
It needs to be to increase those numbers, is what I'm saying.
So here's a question for you. If you feel that way, and I don't want to get too far off topic here, but if you feel that way about civil disobedience now, what would a person like you, who doesn't believe that we have enough people now for civil disobedience, say to the people out there who advocate for armed revolt?
Well, that's nuts. Civil disobedience makes a whole lot more sense. And I think civil disobedience can make sense now, but the purpose is not to overwhelm the system because we don't have enough people. The purpose is the same as with, Rosa Parks, for example, is to be an example where it has to be done perfectly so that people can look at that example and say, hey, there's a true example of injustice, and now I understand why this particular law is immoral. If you can be an example like that that people will look to and will cause people to reject the law as it exists, then civil disobedience is very powerful. But you're not going to overwhelm the system with numbers. Instead, it needs to be an example that inspires people to change their opinion.
Well, I agree with almost everything you've said here. I think that if you've got numbers, which is what you're focusing on here is the solution, if you've got numbers, then everything becomes more possible. Mm-hmm. So winning elections become more possible. Getting a liberty-minded people elected means that it's more likely liberty-oriented legislation that repeals bad laws and things like that would actually happen. But, of course, the system is a very slow-moving thing. So in that period of time between now and whenever things actually get repealed,
then you can still have these instances of non-cooperation, civil disobedience that you're pointing out that can bring attention to an issue. So, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there's this medical marijuana bill that has been kind of slowly moving through the political process, and it's an awful piece of legislation that is way too restrictive, but it'll be better than nothing if it does end up getting passed. And it's just been kind of whittled down, and you know, some of the freedoms have been stripped out. And one of the recent headlines was that the Senate has taken out the ability for patients to grow their own cannabis. Now, you want to talk about a good opportunity for civil disobedience? In my opinion, and I'm not, you know, I'm not crippled, so I don't get to do this one. But if there was somebody out there who, I know there's a gentleman who sadly says he's got like a month or 2 months left to live. I hope that, you know, becomes not true for him. But he's a, I think he's a Free State participant, either a friend or either that or a friend of the Free State Project, Hardy Nation. I ran for Congress as a libertarian. He made national headlines for speaking out in a YouTube video, message to the governor in New Hampshire saying, hey, this is wrong. You need to let medical patients grow their own cannabis. Number one, because some of them, it's difficult for them to physically get to a dispensary to get their cannabis. And two, it's still going to be expensive to buy cannabis at these dispensaries rather than just growing it yourself. But if somebody like that, if somebody who has some sort of terrible malady were to go into the governor's office and spark up a joint, I think that would be some incredibly powerful civil disobedience. You wouldn't need a whole lot of people to do it. But the other thing that you said that maybe there's a slight disagreement with is if you do have numbers of people that can make for more powerful civil disobedience, like when people went to the 420 celebration this year out in front of the State House and, you know, something like 100 people proceeded to smoke cannabis in front of the State House. Because if you have enough numbers, then the police won't make a move at all. Or maybe in the case of the person going into the governor's office, they also wouldn't make a move in that case because it would look really bad for them to arrest somebody in a wheelchair. So that, I think, would be an interesting way to force that issue. But I've been rambling here, so stand by, Paul. We'll bring it back in a moment for your continued thoughts, if you've got them. 855-450-FREE. But all of those things are only really possible when you've got a core group of people in one place getting active. And, of course, the Free State Project is doing that. FreeStateProject.org. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about non-cooperation, civil disobedience. You can bring up whatever you'd like as well. 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us that way as well. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. You can help support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the links you'll see there for Amazon, Newegg. Whatever link you click on, Free Talk Live will be able to get a kind of a portion of the purchase price. There's usually some sort of deal involving helping Free Talk Live when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. The best option is the Amazon links, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just go into the Amazon that's right for you and then get whatever you're looking for. I mentioned the Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree DVD. That is still available on Amazon. You can get it for under $10, and it does qualify for free Super Saver shipping. So you can go to, again, shop.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get some gold or silver, the way to do it is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will you be helping Free Talk Live, but you'll be getting your gold and silver quickly at great prices from Midas Resources. We teamed up some time ago with Midas Resources to bring our listeners better rates and better quality and better service as far as gold and silver goes. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com and see lots of different varieties. We've got the Valcombi bar, which is a gold 50-gram gold bar that is scored into 51-gram pieces. So if you want to do business with or just want this kind of interesting piece, you can break off a gram or break off 5 grams or break off 10 grams and do business with this Valcombi bar. It's very interesting. There's also a 1,000 bags of Mercury dimes, which I think is also interesting if you want to do some business in gold and silver. There's some pieces that are sort of beautiful collector's pieces. The Ludwig von Mises piece, which is beautiful. You get more than one, you've got Mises pieces. And you've the Lakota Nation silver round. This is another beautiful silver piece. And also, of course, British sovereigns and Franks and these kind of things. So great gold pieces, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com. If you want to call, because there's something special you want, just use the number that's there. It's 877-857-9938. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to the phones and back to Paul in Nashua. Paul, you'd called in to talk about disobeying or non-cooperating with the state and how you feel like once enough liberty-oriented people are in the same geographic area, as we're working on doing with the Free State Project, that, you know, what's the point in non-cooperating? You could just go ahead and take control of the system, right?
Well, sort of. I guess what I'm just saying is it's important to be aware of where we are at a movement and as a movement. And the place we're at now is we need more people. And I think the change, once you have a majority of people or a large portion of people, there's a lot of ways that you can enact change. And so for those out there who maybe civil disobedience isn't their thing, or they can't take the risk, they shouldn't feel like they're contributing less. You know, if you can grow the numbers of people who understand and believe in liberty, then that's the key thing that we need to accomplish. And civil disobedience is just one possible way to do that. And when it's used for that purpose, it needs to be chosen very carefully, so that you really have to be able to, it's a special skill to be able to think through the eyes of, you know, somebody that doesn't agree with you, an average person, and really see what's going to look like through their eyes, what's going to help show them that the current law is wrong and help change their mind.
Well, now remember, there's a big difference between civil disobedience and non-cooperation. So while civil disobedience may not be for everyone, the kind of the nature of civil disobedience is, hey, look at me, I'm breaking the law. And, you know, you announce it in advance, and there's usually some level of publicity, and you're specifically targeting a particular law. Whereas non-cooperation means usually when the government comes at you for something, and it can be something as simple as a parking ticket, that you don't cooperate with the system, that you take it to trial, you don't take the plea deal. And this is a very low-risk proposition. This is not anything that is in any way going to put anyone in danger of anything except for being found guilty of a parking ticket.
Which and is wasting their time.
Which
I
is
mean,
essentially the same thing that you do when you just pay the ticket, you're found guilty by virtue of taking a plea. And, Mark, you're saying it's a waste of time, and that's a valid opinion.
I did not
opinion.
Say that. I said that people can perceive it as a waste
okay,
of time.
Fine.
That people can give up one or $200 a day in work value by going and fighting a $5 parking ticket in Keene, New Hampshire.
Sure, you can do it anywhere, actually.
Sure.
And so the suggestion, though, that I'm making is that you don't need to have a majority of people to have an effective non-cooperation movement. If you have 5% of people who are taking parking tickets to trial, you've effectively decimated the parking department because they're not going to be able to take all those tickets to trial. They're not going to have enough time in the courtroom to schedule all those trials, so they're going to start dismissing the tickets. So non-cooperation could be a very powerful tool for the activist that can be very low risk depending on the issue that you're non-cooperating on, and can also help inhibit the state from continuing its violence between now and the time when we can say roll back the parking regulations or roll back, you know, whatever regulation you might be non-cooperating with. So don't forget to include that in the discussion. You still
yeah,
there?
That makes sense. It's worth the concern. People can do whatever they're comfortable with. I see the way forward to be changing hearts and minds, and I don't see
same here.
You know, I don't see that kind of trying to resist to slow down the system as necessarily leading to more liberty. I think they will have a way to enforce parking tickets. Maybe they won't allow you the same access to court that you might have had previously, or assess add fees to the court to make it more costly.
Well, they would have to pass legislation to do that. I mean, they could change the system in that way to respond to people going and non-cooperating by making things more difficult, but essentially it would have to be, as I understand it, a legislative process. I could be wrong about that, which in New Hampshire is going to become a more and more difficult proposal to make as more liberty-oriented people get involved. And the fact is, it does lead to more liberty in a lot of cases, because if you challenge a parking ticket in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a good chance they're going to drop that ticket. I've seen it happen with me, and I've seen it happen with other people.
Well, I'd like to...
That's more liberty.
Okay. So he's arguing that to change hearts and minds, and I agree.
Great, me too.
That's the best thing. That's why I do Free Talk Live 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And this is
that's
I would
why
like,
I do outreach constantly.
I would, and you do that even more.
I was at the court
I would
this
often
morning.
Say that that you do your outreach to the detriment of reaching people's hearts and minds in some cases, because Free Talk Live's a better system for doing that.
Okay, Mark, you tell that to all the people that have received a Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer from me and you know a couple dozen other activists who have said thank you for this. And
it's awesome.
Appreciation
it's,
for it.
It's great work, but
thanks.
One does need to look at what is most effective. However, I would like to point out
depends
that if you believe that changing hearts and minds is most effective, Free Talk Live is the most effective way to do that, because we talk about the ideas of liberty 6 nights a week. So people that are agreeing here with the caller, was it?
This is Paul.
Paul, need to think about the amplifier program, think about doing their shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, because that's the way that we're reaching more people. Free Talk Live's on 115 radio stations around the country and 2 XM channels, and we get the ideas of liberty out there every day.
Paul, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's basically it, but I do absolutely want to echo what Mark said. I completely agree with that. Free Talk Live is extremely important, and I encourage people to do those things.
Thanks. Glad to know you're listening there in Nashville on WSMN.
Mark, you forgot to mention one of the freeways that you've long time been promoting, which for people who, you know, don't have money or can't invest money right now, is just to share their favorite episode of the show. What, twice a week?
Yeah, that's
as many times as you can.
Yeah, I really do appreciate people. People that do anything to promote Free Talk Live are doing something. I consider that to be activism and strong activism. If you can help us get onto another radio station, you're reaching hundreds or thousands of people, which is far more than one individual can do with civil disobedience or that kind of thing. Really, changing hearts and minds is about communication and how can you facilitate communication. By the way, got a poll here from Zogby through Cato.org. 50, not 60, 59% of people consider themselves to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal. 44% agree that they were fiscally conservative and socially liberal, known as libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
So if
that's
you,
a lot better than it used to be.
Well, the numbers are going to continue to go up and up and up, but you can see that America is moving towards socially liberal stuff with gay marriage and pot legalization. So all that's, you know, those people that are coming over were the fiscally conservative types that are now become more socially liberal. And of course, when you see, you know, many of the people are just diehards on either side, but some people are going to be shown, look, the government just can't solve these problems. Just can't solve them. Look at the kind of condition we're in now. The government got us here.
So, Mark, I appreciate that where you're coming from. I agree with you that outreach is very important and changing hearts and minds is the only way you're going to reach liberty. But one of the ways you can change hearts and minds the fastest is to have a concentration of people who believe already in the ideas of freedom in one place. And therefore, things that promote the Free State Project, not just Free Talk Live talking about it on the air, but the actual activism that people are doing here beyond blathering into a microphone 6 or 7 nights a week, the actual activism is what's so attractive to a lot of people who come to New Hampshire. Because you can go anywhere and get involved in a libertarian campaign for running for whatever political office in your area and do really nothing. Or you can come to New Hampshire and get involved in a huge variety of activism. Everything from doing social work to, you know, like helping feed families, all the way to doing full-on civil disobedience.
I still say putting up a community radio station is better than any of that.
That's good activism too, Mark. But everybody's got their thing that they're attracted to. Not everybody's cut out to run a radio station. We're coming up.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.